Shawn Mendes has a new lady in his life. And we got photos of him sitting with this shorty. And we can't see her face. She doesn't turn around in the photos. But they are like booed up. Yup. TMZ Verified the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
What up, Steph?
How are you?
How was your weekend?
Good. How was yours?
It was not good.
Why?
I was dying. So I was out last week for a couple days because, I thought I had, I don't know if it was COVID. Oh, I thought I had the flu. At one point, I go, this is literally just where it ends. Like, if I die right here, just...
Take me out.
Take me out. Yep. Carry me. Come carry me home.
Okay, get to the exciting news. I'm over it. Like,
okay,
my anticipation.
Yeah, I started feeling better on Saturday. And then on Saturday, something in my spirit said, get the hell up. So I got the hell up. And I went to this adoption event. This adoption event, it was called the Best Friends Adoption Event in Los Angeles. And I got a cat.
Woo!
Make some noise for me, people in the room, because I am a daddy now. Yes, I have officially, I have a cat.
What's
again.
Its name?
The cat's name is Hercules.
Okay.
But remember, my last cat's name was?
Pegasus.
And by the way, I'm wearing a Pegasus bracelet that Stephanie got me today. But yes, so I have a new cat. There's a new cat in town.
I really take the RIP to the next level.
She really does. She never lets you forget your animal dead.
I love just remembering things.
You know, I love death.
Yeah.
How was your weekend? Did you do anything crazy?
Nope. I just relaxed, had a good time.
Anytime somebody says nope and they try to keep it short, that means they did some freaky shit.
And I don't want to talk about it. Exactly.
Okay.
Wait, you're not saying the best part of the story, which is hilarious, which is who was at this event with you?
Oh my God, y'all. I had a Shaolin showdown with the woman from Sex and the City. She plays Charlotte on the show.
Charlotte York.
Kristen Davis. That's like the one with the dark hair.
Charlotte York.
By the way, I adopted the cat from this organization called the Stray Cat Alliance. So they were at the adoption event I was at. So I go over to them and I'm like, oh, I love this cat. Like, I want this cat. So they're like, oh, perfect. Let us set you up. It's $25. You can take the cat. 2 seconds later, Kristen strolls her famous ass over to the adoption place. And she goes, my friend just absolutely has to have this cat. And they were trying to take the cat from me.
First of all, you should have made friends with her, brought her on the pod.
And then
she's my favorite on Sex and the City.
No. They were really nice. I'm joking. They were really nice, but she did say her friend wanted the cat. And the lady was like, no, this guy is going to take the cat. So,
well,
they just kind of laughed.
Lose.
I go, you rich, buy another cat.
Oh my God. No.
No. She was real. They were really, really, really sweet. And then I saw them later on. And I like did some like joke with them about the cat being
stolen. Oh, so you're on good terms.
Yeah, no, we're friends.
Oh, okay.
She was like, really nice.
I was like, draw a line between the table. I love Charlotte York.
No, she was literally amazing. Miranda Cosgrove was also there.
Oh.
And I wanted to walk up to her and be like, I curse a little bit.
Right.
Ah!
What's your favorite curse word? Probably fuck.
But I didn't.
Got it.
All right. Should we get into some actual drama?
Let's do it.
Alex Cooper versus Sophia Franklin. I feel like this drama has been going on since it happened, but Alex returned to Barstool recently. She was asked about the fallout with Sophia, and it's not really what she said that people are pissed about. It's what she didn't say that everybody's like, shade. So we're going to talk about that. Charlie Sheen, he is okay with his daughter, Sammy Sheen, doing OnlyFans. It's been about a year since she started doing OnlyFans, and she's making bank. And he don't got an issue with it now. But first, Shawn Mendes has a new lady in his life. It came kind of out of like left field, though.
It did.
So we got photos of Shawn out last night. He was at EP and LP and there's a rooftop in like bar in Los Angeles.
Right
lit.
By our house.
I was about to say it's right by our houses, actually. Uh-huh. Lit. We
gotta go.
We could have been there. We literally could have been at EP and LP last night. So Shawn was at EP and LP Tuesday night. And we got photos of him sitting with this shorty, and we can't see her face. She doesn't turn around in the photos, but they are like booed up, like her arms around him in one photo. And then you see him like leaning into her in the other photo. And then sources told us that they were like smiling, canoodling, chatting the night away.
Real intimate. I love canoodling. That's a good word.
It gives like we're doing something frisky, mm-hmm. but like not too frisky.
Right.
So Shawn and the mystery woman, they were out. Like I said, all we know is we saw her back. We saw She was wearing a halter top. She had dark hair, like brunette colored hair, but we don't know anything else. But this is the first time we've seen Sean with like a new girl since him and Camila broke up. When they break up, they broke up 2021 in November, and then they got back together. They had a little.
They dated a long time.
They started dating in 2019. They broke up 2021. Yep. And then they had like a little rekindlation earlier this year at Coachella. And we thought it was like, oh, Sean and Camila back together. But nah, it was only temporary. Does that happen a lot? Do you do that?
No. Once I break up, someone dead. You love to turn back
time. I was about to say, I will spin it back around.
I don't understand. But
is that turn back time?
Yeah. I'm on to the next thing. I'm like, what?
And then, like, sometimes people evolve and their body look a little different. So you're like, dang, that booty looks.
You know what else is different and bodies evolve? An ex person.
A whole new body. Yeah, a whole different person.
Let's not do that.
So, I mean, shout out to Shawn Mendes and his mystery woman. We don't know who she is.
I feel like Camila really loved him. So this makes me sad.
I mean, I think they really loved each other. And what about the dog?
You know what I mean, though? But, like, when one person moves on before the other person, you're just like.
No, Camila moved on already.
She
was rumored to be moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But confirm.
True.
EPLP is public. Like,
hella
she
public.
Is not an LP, EPLP.
No.
She's not a great white. Locked up at home. This is public.
Yeah, this is really public. I mean, I got a, like, love-hate relationship with being famous, though. Like, and I'm not even famous, so I'm just saying, this for famous people in general. Like, I feel like this for Sean. Like, how do we know he ain't just meet Shorty on Raya and he be like, you know, you want to like link up, grab something to eat and then go back and chill? Like,
he has a big enough house that he can invite her to the backyard. We're in the Caribbean. Like, he can just make up wherever he's at.
But it's like,
hire a private chef. Shut up.
No, you got a good point. But I feel like every time we see somebody with somebody else, the first thing we think is, married. And it's like, maybe they just cool. Like, no, they definitely are not friends. But like, maybe this was like just a little fling.
I support that. The problem is, don't go to LEP and LP.
The most public bar.
I'm sure some of my friends were there last night. I should text the group chat. No, up. Hey, anyone see Sean last night? Because that's the most public place I could think of.
No, it's always popping. Like,
so I get what you're saying. I do think celebrities need some privacy. Go literally anywhere else. Like, I'm right. So confused.
You're right. Well, yeah. Shout out to Shawn Mendes and his.
Chaconis is down the street. Like,
it's a little more private, a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Alex Cooper
from Call Her Daddy. Mm-hmm. Sophia with an F is now a podcast. Sophia Franklin, you know, back in the day, we're talking right at the peak of 2020, they break up their podcast, Call Her Daddy, and they are enemies.
Enemies.
And what we're learning now is not only are they only enemies now, separate podcasts.
Completely separate.
They have not spoken. Alex went back to the Barstool Sports headquarters, mm-hmm. as you know, when they had the podcast together. They would go in there and film the pod.
Right, right.
Nah. Sophia and mm-hmm. Alex, when they lived together, roommates, best friends.
BFFs.
Since the breakup, they haven't been there. Mm-hmm. That's 2020. So Alex went into the Barstool Sports headquarters, and she sort of got asked questions about everything that went down, and this is what she had to say.
I never spoke to her again after that.
Really?
So, yeah. Nothing. That was it. Nothing.
Not even a fire.
Nothing.
Just
nothing.
If she were to reach out, would you take a call?
I don't think she would ever reach out. I don't know if there's anything to like say. I think it's kind of done. And what someone said this the other day, which hit me, it was like, I've now been doing the show on my own longer than we did it together.
Yeah, right.
So as you guys know, we had Sophia Franklin on the podcast, mm-hmm. season one.
Yes.
And we've heard a lot about what she has to say about this whole thing that went down. And, you know, Alex got a $60 million deal from Spotify. Sophia really got, you know, they had a horrible friend breakup, horrible podcast breakup. But the thing here is Alex hasn't really spoken on their friendship, on the podcast, on her success,
right.
etc. And she made it clear, I never spoke to her again.
Which, go ahead, finish, and I got thoughts.
She said that she doesn't think that Sophia would ever talk to her again. And then the most shocking thing that people are enraged about on TikTok and going back and forth arguing, I'm not kidding, there's fights in the comments, that she thinks that Sophia would not have anything like to say. There's nothing to talk about.
Like, why would I? Basically, she goes, why would I talk? Why would I waste my time talking to her?
Well, she said that she's been doing the podcast longer as a solo
than she did
with Sophia. But what I have to say about this
Tell us, as a Call of Daddy fan,
fan for years, I know the exact where I was when this all went down. Like the whole thing, talking to Sophia myself. Right. There's no way there's nothing to say. What do you mean there's nothing to say? There's so much to say. We haven't spoke about it.
At all.
In fact, I think that she should go on Call Her Daddy and they should hash it out. You have this huge podcast. Mm-hmm. Let her on.
I have two thoughts about this and I'm trying to be a little fair. So like my first thought is, Alex is over it. Like, mm-hmm. it's possible that, like, shit don't work out. It's understandable. Like, people go their separate ways. But my second potential thought is Alex did some shady shit. And a lot of the times when people do shady things, they don't want to incriminate themselves by talking about the situation. So they'd be like, oh, I'm past that.
That's dead.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, sometimes shit don't work out, but sometimes shit be messy. And I'm not saying that it was messy, but I'm saying that that is a possibility for why she doesn't want to talk about it.
Listen, guys, we're not naive to the fact that there are two separate sides on this. You're either team Alex, team Sophia. But what is fair here is that both of them have not talked about the situation to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like really all that matters. We don't know what went down exactly. We were not in the room when they had these conversations with, if you remember, Suit Man, Sophia's boyfriend, Dave Portnoy. We've heard Dave Portnoy. We've heard Alex. We've heard Sophia. We've never heard them all hash it out together. And I think, I don't know. I'm divided on this. Truly, I'm like so upset about it because I do think that saying that there's nothing to say is kind of crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, like, come on, sis.
Give her a little bit of credit. Yeah. I mean, you already won here. Why don't you just take, like,
$60 million Spotify deal. Alex, you won.
But I have to give Alex the credit. She has, you know, super succeeded. They mm-hmm. even talk about that in the interview at Barstool Sports.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
As a Call Her Daddy fan, and you would listen to the show since it came out, do you think Call Her Daddy would have been as successful if Alex started the show on her own?
I actually don't think that the podcast would be as successful if it didn't happen, the breakup didn't happen in 2020, and if the breakup didn't happen, period. It has nothing mm-hmm. to do with their dynamic. It has nothing to do with Alex, nothing to do with Sophia. It's the fact that this huge breakup took over the internet when 2020 first happened. We're all bored.
Yeah, bored.
We're all obsessed with that podcast. Yep. That podcast, no one can say otherwise. This is, like, factual. That podcast was magic with them two together.
Oh, no, it had girls in a chokehold. It's crazy.
And like, so, and I think that's the only thing we can confirm in terms mm-hmm. of, like, top of the charts.
Right,
everyone
right.
knew it. Everyone was obsessed. I'm talking, like, people would have listening parties
right, right.
in college. I was in college at the time, so I was, like, obsessed.
Right.
I don't know. It's just, if this were to happen to us, for example, and you got, like, a $60 million deal, Spotify,
right.
and we're not friends, and we had a huge falling out, I still think there should be some sort of like, this is just my personality though, and mm-hmm. you tell me what you think and argue back with me.
Right.
Let's get lunch and like talk about it 3 years later. Just maybe no cameras. I just think her saying there's nothing to say, and I never, this is what irked me. Okay. I never spoke to her again. What do you mean?
As if, why would I speak to her?
I get that there was some drama, but you guys were best friends. You had a huge, you built this together.
And was the drama never speak to her again level drama? Like, let's be real.
I'm actually so scared I'm going to hit heat for this, but I really believe that, like, I never spoke to her again is just so cool.
That's a little dramatic. It's a little dramatic, too. Like, sis, relax. Like,
that was your friend. You built this huge thing together. At least give Call Her Daddy credit for what it was when it started. Because mm-hmm. Call Her Daddy is not the same as it was then. Mm-hmm. Vote in the comments. I know you guys will agree. It is not the same.
That's a hot
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's anything, except it's not the same.
Okay. Meanwhile, the people are tearing your ass up in the comments.
I do get that there was drama, okay? And I get that, like, both sides.
Right. But
I never spoke to her again?
So drama.
Like, you're my, like, best friend. So, yeah, like, if you wouldn't speak to me again?
You know I would.
Like,
we'd probably give it a couple days, if that.
But, like, let's say you gave it 3 years. We had a huge falling out. Would you get lunch with me without cameras?
No, I'm always down to, like, rekindle, like, situations.
And you got $60 million and you're not fine with having a lunch? What do you care?
I ain't got nothing to be sad about. I'm
right.
Rich. Yeah, exactly. I feel that.
They're both thriving, though, on their own. Some.
It does seem like Sophia has.
She just went on Impulsive, killed it.
All right. Well.
They're both thriving. That's what matters.
They're both thriving.
Separately. But get lunch. Why not? I never spoke to her again. I can't. Like,
you keep saying it.
It just, like, makes me upset. What do you mean you never spoke again?
It's so ridiculous.
You got $60 million.
Yep. Okay. Charlie Sheen Charlie Sheen is okay with his daughter, Sammy, doing OnlyFans. And I ain't mad at it. So Sammy Sheen, that's Charlie Sheen's 19-year-old daughter that he shares with Denise Richards. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Denise Richards. She's fine. Do people still... I'm like, am I the only one that thinks Denise Richards is hot?
MILF?
Yeah, like, she could, like...
She's hot.
Hey, Miss Parker. So Charlie Sheen's daughter, Sammy, she has an OnlyFans account. She started the OnlyFans account when she was 18, so last year. Charlie was pissed, like, livid. Earlier interview, he said, she's 18 now and living with her mother. This does not occur under my roof. He then goes on to say, I don't condone this, but since I am unable to prevent it, I urge her to keep it classy, creative, and not sacrifice her integrity. That's what he said when she initially did it, because he'd go, I guess she's 18, she lived with her mama. If she want to pop her poon-poon on the internet, she could pop her poon-poon on the internet. Well, it's been about a year later. Denise Richards went on Bethany Frankel's Just Be podcast, and she revealed that Charlie Sheen is now cool with Sammy twerking, popping, and flirting on OnlyFans. Here's what she said.
Where does Charlie stand on all this? Where is he?
Well, when she first did OnlyFans, he was not happy.
Okay.
And I think was public about it, which she didn't appreciate. And he's changed his tune.
You guys are being supportive and all together.
He changed his tune when she bought a Mercedes and moved into a house. So he was like, maybe this ain't so bad after all.
Call your daughter.
Like literally call his daughter?
Call her. You're fine with it? Call her. And I'm sure they do talk to each other and I'm sure they have a relationship, but I just don't think it's that serious. And I think that the whole argument is it a little bit bizarre that you're doing it with your mom? Like when Denise is doing it with her,
that's a little bit.
When you're doing sexual acts with your mom, I can see how the universe, the world fans are like, huh? Like what's going on? When it comes to Charlie Sheen, you had enough drama throughout her childhood that she can do whatever she wants now.
Exactly.
And like, if anything, if you think this is so like, oh, don't do that, this is your fault.
I was going to say, like, if there was nobody that lived it up in Hollywood.
It was you. So what do you care?
Charlie Sheen was slinging that thing around town. And
looking back now, do we all see, like, how we overreacted a little bit maybe with the 2000s, like, drama? But it was good drama. Like, it was yeah. Amazing. Just shush.
So I guess Charlie ain't mad no more because he realized that I ain't got to buy her a nice fancy car or a house. And he's like, shit, if she making her own money. I don't see a problem with OnlyFans. I tell y'all that all the time.
I think he supports his daughter, too, now, because I think, like, once you see your kid, I don't have a kid, but, like, once you see your kid, like, succeeding,
yeah.
And if Denise is fine with it and is doing it with her, how as a dad are you going to be like? So I do like that he came around and he was like, you know, I do support my daughter. Maybe he was just shell-shocked. Also, maybe he didn't even know what, like, OnlyFans was.
Yeah.
And now that he knows and Denise is doing it with her and, like, there's this, like, support, how could he not?
And, well, Denise doesn't do it with her all the time, but they have done, like, collab.
That's where I think it gets a little
It's a little
dicey.
Murky. It's a little weird.
A little dicey.
Yeah, I love OnlyFans. Like, I don't have an OnlyFans.
Do you pay
account.
For the subscription?
No, I don't have, like, a login, but I like the idea of OnlyFans. And I think that, like, society, the people that don't like OnlyFans are simply haters. Like, I tell y'all all the time, I'm doing Only. The moment I stop working here, OnlyFans. Don't look me up and down, sis, because I swear to God, follow me on Instagram right now. So when I drop my OnlyFans link next year, y'all can.
Don't forget, someone was in my DMs last week asking $700.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. And I don't even know what kind of content I'll make. Like, I'm willing to make.
With your cat?
No. I'm making whatever content is popping at the time. So if anybody want to pay me for anything, just let me know. If y'all in the furries, I will have a tail and some goddamn bunny ears and I'll be hopping around on camera. Like, there are a lot of strange people in this world. And this Sammy Sheen story made me think of it. Because Sammy Sheen does, like, very softcore OnlyFans content. Like, she's not even fully naked. It's her in, like, lingerie, bikinis, thongs.
Yeah,
it's like, super suggestive. But it's like, y'all are paying for that?
That ain't even the
good stuff.
It's
like,
2023. People are going to make money how they make money. And if she's loving it, I think the point is here, Charlie Sheen supports because Denise supports. And that's what she said in the podcast. And that's great. One happy family.
Yeah. All I'm saying is if there is a strange person in a basement somewhere that is willing to pay me $50 for a video of me stirring soup with my toe, I'm ready. Like, send me a DM because I'm ready to dip it low, pick it up slow for cash.
I can't say the same. But I'm happy for you.
I am tired of working. Like, I am literally, yeah. I am tired of working. I'm telling you, if anybody want to do anything for me, make it happen. Sprinkle, sprinkle. I'm down for the cash. That is it. And that's all.
You should reply with your toe to the guy that DM'd me $700 for my tinky toe.
I just sent a mafia pics. Like, one, why is it black? And why is it so crusty? Okay. I'm done. On this week's The Internet for Dummies, we're talking the influencer voice.
So basically, there's a TikToker. She's going viral right now because she's imitating the way that influencers speak. Now, you're probably thinking, don't all influencers kind of sound the same because they're like promoting things? Mm. No, there's a specific way that they talk, and we're going to show you.
Hi, you guys. I wanted to show you the best sweet treat recipe. It is so amazing. You have to make it. I swear to God, it tastes just like a cookie.
It's really like, it's the cadence.
It's the like, it's the way that, like, their voice goes up and down. It's like, I'm going to show you how to make this yogurt parfait. Basically, what you do is, and then they make fun that
really
they're
good, actually.
Thank you. As an influencer back in the day. Basically, what they do is, what they're making fun of them is, wake up, go to Pilates, make a snack, run to Home Goods, you're done. Like, they're making fun of, like, their routine. They're making fun of the inflection in their voice. They're making fun of, like, everything. And this girl's going viral because it's so spot on that people are tagging influencers that relate to
the... That's so shady, bro.
I know. And then she made a video, this TikToker that's imitating them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting blocked by several influencers that, you know, they call them, like, lifestyle influencers. And basically what their niche is, like, today I woke up at around 9 o'clock. Then I went to Pilates. I'm gonna make you a yogurt parfait. And I got this yogurt from Erewhon. And it's just like,
that's very,
you know what I mean? Like, kind of like that. But they're tagging influencers that talk like that in the comments. And then there's a couple of influencers that have responded being like, do I sound like that?
And everybody in the comments like, yes.
Yeah. And that's the funniest part about this whole thing is that they're admitting, like, there is that correlation between the influencer and the girl making fun being like, oh, that's me.
I feel like this is like the 2023 version of like Vocal Fry.
Yes.
Remember like the...
Yes.
The, when was it? Was it like the Paris Hilton Kardashian era when all the white girls in California had that like, oh my God.
Oh my God. The influencers kind of do that thing where it's like, so today... I just, like, I'm going to let you know how to make this. And it's, like, the most simple thing, too. It's, like, I'm going to show you how to make a braid. And it's, like, what? And they're like, getting paid, like, $1 million from,
a bunch
like,
of money off of it.
The greens.
Yeah, I don't even, I mean.
My favorite is when the influencers, like, will be, like, okay, welcome to a day in my life. And then it's, like, they're throwing in, like, a random thing that you know they don't use. Like, greens nutrition. And they're, like, I can't leave the house in my Escalade or my Range Rover without this Bloom Nutrition.
And you go, product placement, sis. We know what that is. Yeah. I mean, like I said, last story. If there are people out there who are willing to consume whatever
I can
content
agree.
Is.
Please. I just want to be an influencer so bad. Like, I just don't put, like, I just can't.
Zero effort into life. And you just wake up and you record a few videos.
You stretch your legs at Pilates.
You hit a good, oh my God. And that's the day. All right. Well, that was it. That's it for us.
That's it for us.
It's a fun show.
Hmm.
Stephanie had, can we talk about this?
What?
Stephanie made us redo the top over because I said something frisky. Well, I feel like I always say stuff frisky at the top of the show.
There's just a line.
But is there really a line? Like, yeah. Come on, sis.
Well, you guys got to start commenting and become my friend, and then I'll air out some drama.
I'm like, people always.
I got to feel like I know the people.
The people be dragging me on it. They kind of drag you too, though. No, but for I get sure. it. I get it the worst. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
want me to spill my weekend tea, comment down below. Show your face.
Ask Stephanie what she was doing
ask
last
me.
Weekend.
I'll reply.
All right. Well, that's it for us. We're going to get out of here, y'all.
Have a good week.
Until next time.
Be safe.
Be happy. Bye.
Be an influencer.
Don't be an influencer. Bye.